This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller urges public sector entities to pursue measures to further modernize their operations. National Irrigation Commission to spend over $1.8 million to upgrade Hill Run Irrigation Project, and a Memorandum of Understanding signed for twinning of Japanese city with Westmoreland. The news in detail after this message.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call Nepa 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is urging public sector entities to continue to aggressively pursue measures to further modernize their operations and boost efficiency. Speaking on behalf of the Prime Minister at the recent Public Sector Customer Service Competition Awards ceremony, Industry Minister Anthony Hilton commended several agencies which have been modernizing their operations using existing resources. These include the Firearm Licensing Authority, which created a new high-tech security card for licensed firearm owners, and the Percy Junior Hospital, which developed a color-coded ticketing system to assist waiting patients. Mr. Hilton urged other private sector agencies to follow suit.
When we return in 2 years' time for the next award ceremony, that there will be more agencies working together to provide one-stop services. More services will be available online and are delivered at times and in ways that are convenient to the public. More innovative, efficient, and cost-saving mechanisms would have been developed by more departments and agencies to better serve their customers.
Mr. Hilton also encouraged public sector workers to give their best as they perform various duties. The National Irrigation Commission Limited, NIC, is to spend over $1.8 million to upgrade the Hill Run Irrigation Project in Central St. Catherine. Addressing a recent JIS think tank session, Chief Executive Officer of the NIC, Dr. Mark Richards, said the project will result in energy efficiency and efficient equitable water distribution to fish farmers in the Hill Run area.
We have brought to the stakeholders a proposal which involves a pipe network which has to be pressurized. And in pressurizing, we have to use pumps to do this. And this will now ensure that at each farmer's lot, he gets water at a pressure that he doesn't have to pump.
It is estimated that the upgraded project will improve the carrying capacity of the Turner's Pen Canal from 3,300 U.S. gallons per minute to 7,600 gallons per minute. Community colleges across the island will now offer a bachelor's degree in social work under a 5-year agreement between the Council of Community Colleges of Jamaica and the Jamaica Theological Seminary, JTS. President of the JTS, Reverend Dr. Garnet Roper, says with the agreement, students who were previously only able to do an associate degree can now upgrade their qualifications.
People who go to community colleges very often are people who are economically marginal, who are not in a position to go to the university and the college. It is a very fertile ground. What I think this is a beginning of a partnership. We have learned that we are going to share that expertise to strengthen the quality of social intervention nationally and regionally.
The Westmoreland campus of the Montego Bay Community College will be the first institution to offer the accredited degree program, with 156 students already enrolled ahead of the January 2016 start date. And a memorandum of understanding was signed recently for the twinning of the Japanese city of Tottori Prefecture with the parish of Westmoreland. Mayor of Savannah Lamar and Chairman of the Westmoreland Parish Council, Bertil Moore, and Vice Governor of Tottori Prefecture, Okio Hayashi, were the signatories. Mayor Moore says the signing, which comes on the heels of the recent visit to Jamaica by the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, will, among other things, seek to establish partnerships and levels of cooperation. He notes that both Westmoreland and Tottori Prefecture share interests in the areas of agriculture, fisheries, culture, and sports. The city of Tottori Prefecture has a population of 573,000 with an annual budget of 330 million yen, and its main agricultural productions are cattle, fruits, and rice. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.